Welcome, John, to ExecuPeaks.
Thanks for having me.
Do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Yes, I do some deep breathing while going over everything I'm grateful for. And that includes some affirmations and really stretching a little bit before I even pick up my phone.
Is there a life mantra that you live by?
My life is unfolding perfectly no matter what.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
That treat every opportunity as if it's your big break.
What is the best constructive guidance you've given to someone?
That who you are is enough. You don't have to prove anything to anybody else or yourself.
John, do you have any hidden talents?
Oh, I don't know about hidden. I like to sing, but it's not something that I do for money or anything.
What is the biggest misconception about you?
The biggest misconception about me is that I would probably be the kind of person that likes to cook, and I hate it.
What is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
Oh, the past year, leaving Los Angeles after living there for 30 years and moving to Austin without knowing anyone or seeing it.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Tap into the heart and tell the mind to be quiet.
Please finish the sentence. Storytelling is?
The secret to getting an emotional connection with anyone and the way that makes you can sell something without feeling pushy.
And what is selling?
Selling is when you create a desire in someone where they you've tugged at their heartstrings and they want to open their purse strings.
Speaking of cooking, what do you love to cook?
I can barely make eggs without burning them.
Do you have a comfort food?
Oh, yes. Let's see. Oatmeal raisin cookies are always a good go-to.
As a sales expert, do you have any pet peeves?
I find that my biggest pet peeve is when people feel that they have to push out information and keep pushing out information to get someone to want to buy when they are not aware that people buy emotionally and then back it up with logic.
Is there any product that you couldn't live without?
Oh, gosh, I would say my iPhone. I'm pretty much constantly using it for creativity and photographs and connecting with people.
What is the best career decision that you've made?
To go work for myself after being in the corporate world for over 30 years. And I think of myself as a stock. And, you know, I know my work ethic, I know my skills. And instead of putting all my money in a particular company of a stock, I'm invested in my own self as a stock to get the returns I want on my career as a speaker to sales audiences who are looking for new ways to become irresistible.
John, what is your favorite childhood memory?
Oh, there's so many. I was lucky to have great parents who grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. I would say one of my favorite childhood memories is waking up Christmas morning and seeing a new bike that I had wanted in the living room.
What is one book that you highly recommend everyone to read?
The book that I highly recommend everybody read is Tim Sanders' Deal Storming. It's a great play on words instead of brainstorming, all about the need for collaboration, not just within your own department, but across multiple divisions.
As a philosopher, do you have a favorite quote?
Yes, I love Arthur Ashe, the famous tennis pros quote. He said, "The key to success is confidence, and the key to confidence is preparation." So I certainly know for myself that that's been a key to my success is preparation.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
Again, I stretch. I put my feet up on the wall with my head on the floor and let all of the day's stress and worries literally just drain out of my legs and do another recap of what went right and what I'm grateful for and focus on that, what I want my intention to be for tomorrow.
Are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
I am a big supporter of Project Angel Food, which is based in Los Angeles. It delivers food to people who are too ill to go out and get it.
And John, what do you do and where can people contact you?
My website is my name, johnlivesay.com, but if you can't remember that, just Google the Pitch Whisperer. And if you go to my website, you can answer a few questions, and then I'll send you a free script to improve your elevator pitch right on the spot, because we all need a good one, and most people don't have one.
Very true. Thank you for enlightening us with your wisdom, John.
Thanks for having me, Tasha.